to another episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
There are things I know, things I wonder about, and things that boggle my mind. Here are a few. I knew that demand was about to explode before 2020 began. I mean, demographics told us that. 8.8 to 9.2 million first-time home buyers were coming, and they wanted a piece of the American dream. With the largest age cohort numbering over 23 million, Americans aged 25 to 29 are looking to start families and buy homes. And once somebody has a child, we know they're twice as likely to purchase a home. I also knew that a recession was coming, or at least I was pretty certain. America was in a recession watch at the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020, tracking slowing manufacturing, shipping, business spending, and job creation, as well as declining consumer confidence, talks of trade wars, and political unrest. I mean, the 2- and 10-year yield had also inverted, pointing to a longer-term financial instability. Housing inventory was low as well coming into 2020. I mean, down 10% year over year, with active listings a paltry 5,025 homes for sale. Yet, if you remember, buyers were not budging. 45% of sellers at the start of 2020 had to reduce their price to get their home sold, even though we had barely over 1 month of inventory. Consumer spending, similarly, was the very thing that was keeping our economy afloat. Since spending is 70% of the GDP, consumers were determined to not allow the United States to go into a recession. Then spending stopped because jobs stopped. COVID-19 shut the economy down. And to no one's surprise, the recession began. And then it ended only a few months later. There was political and social unrest, and lives changed forever. The mortgage market was a mess, and public enemy number one, Mark Calabria, the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, became a target. But here's what boggles my mind. Consumers wanted to spend, but they couldn't. Not on hotels or airfare or concerts or restaurants, but they could on homes and cars. And oh yeah, stocks. Housing remained resilient as we quickly defined essential and adapted to work from home economy. I mean, houses became bigger, more suburban, with two offices, a place to work, play, work out, educate, and relax. They became everything and everywhere to all of us. Coloradoans who had jobs saw weekly wages increase 8.7%. I mean, counties like Denver saw the juxtaposition of 11% unemployment during the same period we saw 11% wage growth. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve continued to support the markets, dropping the Fed rate to zero and injecting trillions through the purchase of mortgage-backed securities and treasuries. As long as they continue, we will continue to see mortgage rates low and equities high. So I wonder, will the economy sustain while we redistribute enough vaccines to realize herd immunity? Will the stimulus package keep small businesses afloat or add to the equity market gains? I mean, the Fed predicts unemployment at 5%, spending to increase 3.7%, and the GDP rising to 4.2% in 2021. I mean, this is good. So will they be able to justify a zero Fed rate and quantitative easing until 2023? As they suggested. If they can't, will rates start to go up? And by how much? I also wonder, once people go back to work, ball games, concerts, and travel, will they find things to buy other than houses? And will that ease demand slightly, putting us back towards seasonal normals? January's DMAR market trends report is anything but normal. I mean, with 0.4 months of inventory, the visual of our trending closed homes to active inventory tells a story that we're all feeling, that there are simply not enough sellers to satisfy the spending hunger of the demographic swell. I mean, year to date, we've sold almost 7% more homes than last year, for a total volume of over 15% more, yet 1.79% less homes came on the market. Active listings hit an all-time low of 2,541 homes for sale. That's down almost 50% from last year. Consider that there are 1.2 million households in the DMAR 11 county area per the Census Bureau. That means 0.2% of all available homes are for sale. So at last count, Colorado's 2020 population growth was 2.63% year over year. I mean, where are they they all living? What boggles my mind is how our average and median prices did not move at all this month. I mean, we're hearing of 5 and 10, 42 even offers per home with appraisal gaps and inspection waivers. Realtor friends of mine are stumped at how to even price out a listing in today's market. Per the report, single family homes sold at 111%, 100.11% close to list. Yet our prices stalled at 7.14% for our median price growth and 7.94% for our average price growth. Our market feels on fire, yet that's only 1% more than our historical average. There is no doubt in my mind that this year will be another incredibly strong year for housing. Low rates, favorable demographics, rising wages, and the wealth effect created by staggeringly out of control stock market will be the story of 2021. With interest rates hitting record lows 16 times in 2020, buyers and investors alike are taking advantage of increased purchasing power and are willing to pay what a seller asks to get their own piece of real estate. Nicole Ruth, the Ruth Team of Fairway Mortgage, it's my honor to keep you updated.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com. or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories, get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Ruth Team on YouTube or visit our site, theruthteam.com.